Life Audio.
The Month of Love by Sean McAvoy. Ephesians 5:25 in the Message. Husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church, a love marked by giving, not getting. For once in my marriage, I really did something right. My wife's name is Valerie, Val for short, so she's always held Valentine's Day in even higher esteem than most women. Not only that, but her birthday is March 15th, so she's always believed, with a smile of course, that February 14th through March 15th equals the month of love, equals it's all about her for 1/12 of the year. One year, I decided to agree. Each morning for 31 days when she woke up, there was a small handmade red envelope. Amazing what useful skills one can learn while watching children's programming. Stuck onto some wall of our house. Written in sparkly marker, because chicks dig the sparklies, on the outside of the envelope was one of her top character qualities. Inside the envelope was a Bible memory verse related to that quality, and embedded in the memory verse was a clue to where a small, hidden gift could be found in or around our home. I just thought this could be a nice little way to tell her I love her. Boy, was I short-sighted. I could have bought her the Taj Mahal, and she would have appreciated it more, been more thoroughly impressed. He went to Jared? No way. He went to PBS and Hobby Lobby with a detour to Walmart. But already, Val is considering how to pass this story down to our grandchildren. She says, I will never top myself. And she was saying these things before she even knew about the surprise at the end, where all the envelopes could be arranged so that the first letter of each character quality would spell out the grand prize, that she had her choice of a new wardrobe, upgraded wedding ring, or vacation, any of which would be shopped for together, because she's big on that. Even so, she never took me up on a grand prize. I can't say I wasn't a little bit disappointed, but she was definitely exercising the wisdom of foresight, and anyway, to her, the biggest gift had already been received. Valerie thinks this took me ages to dream up and hours to prepare, but it took me about 10 minutes per day, plus a weekly trip to the store to stock up on a few minor gifts. But the outcome net me, if not crowns in heaven, at least major returns in this life, any time a group of gals gathers together and asks each other, "What's the best gift you've ever received?" That ends up being a fun day. Several times during the month of love itself, I was told to take an evening to myself and go see a movie. And I learned something I thought I already knew. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. Her husband is, if he even shows a rhinestone's worth of interest in her. Not every wife speaks the same love language. I know some who truly would have preferred a simple one-time big purchase, while others would be thrilled to see him voluntarily wash dishes and dust shelves. But this I can be fairly sure in saying about wives. What all of them really want is a husband that makes an effort to understand them and speak their language, whatever it is, without being told. Yeah, I know. And all one has to do to make millions in the majors is hit a curveball. But unlike the major leagues, in marriage, most of the time, simply making the effort is appreciated. Intersecting Faith and Life. If you haven't already, read the 5 love languages with your spouse. Once you learn what says I love you to him or her, come up with a special way of saying so. And for further reading, visit Hebrews 13, verse 4.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.